Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, a Monday afternoon. Like you, I continue to look at what's going on in this country. I continue to try and figure out what it is that would make anyone, anywhere, at any time side with violent rioters, looters, anarchists, and yet the Biden-Harris team is doing exactly that. They're standing with the very people who are destroying this nation and then turning around saying, oh yeah, trust us. I don't know. I look at the last 4 years. I'm pretty happy with President Trump's performance. Ben Williamson serves as an advisor to the president, an assistant to the president. He's got a whole bunch of other titles, but I'm so happy that he is joining us. Ben, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Happy Monday to you. It's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure as well. So, look, Ben, I'm just a guy who sits out here, and I got three kids, and I'm thinking to myself as I look at what the president's trying to do. He seems to be trying to do the right things, and the media and the Democrats, although I repeat myself, continue to attack and pillory him. What's the mindset there in the White House right about now?
Well, Democrats and media repetition, indeed, my friend. I think you're exactly right about that. But as far as what's going on around the country, I think it's you and millions of others that are looking at what this president's doing as far as supporting law and order across the country. And we're starting to see that reflected in some of the numbers that we're seeing as far as his approval and approval of actions that he's taking. But you're right. It's been an unfortunate thing to witness around the country, some of these protests turning into more of a violence, looting, burning of different buildings and businesses across the country in areas like Minneapolis, Kenosha, Seattle, Portland. It's disturbing. But what I can tell you and what I can tell your listeners is that there's no one more committed to stopping it than this president. He stands at the ready to deploy National Guard and law enforcement resources where needed and where accepted. We've already done that in a number of circumstances, and it's rendered benefits. We're hopeful that in some of these other areas like Portland that have so far not been receptive to the president's offers, we're hoping that they'll become receptive and that we can get some of these streets in order. But it's an unfortunate situation. This president's committing to stop it and doing our best to restore law and order as best we can.
Ben, I looked at the offer that President Trump made to Portland, Oregon. Again, this is a city that has seen nonstop rioting. I think the count now is 95 days. There's billions of dollars worth of damage across the country. And this Ted Wheeler guy, the mayor out there, I don't know what planet he's on as he turns to the president and goes, no, we're good, don't bother.
Well, it's incredible. 95 days of rioting. And for your listeners, this isn't protesting what you're seeing in Portland. This is violence. It's rioting. It's looting. There's a difference. You know, we support people exercising their First Amendment right to protest. That's what America is about. But when it turns into violence and rioting where innocent Americans, particularly innocent business owners or families, get hurt in the process, that's unacceptable. And Portland's been one of the most egregious examples. And it's interesting you mentioned that. Just the other day, about 72 hours ago, Portland's mayor made sort of a public show, a public mockery of turning down the president's offer of law enforcement assistance. And less than 24 hours later, someone is shot and killed in a riot on Portland's streets. So it's deeply unfortunate. We continue to make daily, if not weekly, calls to the mayor of Portland, to the governor of Oregon, offering assistance. We're going to keep offering because we want to keep their people safe. But so far, those efforts have not been well received by the Democrat mayor of Portland. You're absolutely right.
God, Ben, it's outrageous. I would think, and I know it's a sort of Pollyanna, but I would think that when your city is burning, when you've got people murdered in the streets because they're wearing the wrong shirt, that seems to be the story about this guy who got killed. There's audio that says, oh, we've got one, you know, he's a Trump supporter. Somehow they identify him that way. That's what I was told the audio says. You would just think that the mayor, the governor, the sheriff, everybody would go, yeah, man, it's all hands on deck.
Well, you would think so. That video was incredibly disturbing. I'm glad you mentioned it because it really highlights the need. But what I want to emphasize to you, Jeff, and to your listeners is that when you see the president offering this federal law enforcement assistance to local police on the ground, that's not just a political statement just for show. Those have real results. And what I want to briefly point to is we ran this program in Kansas City about a month ago called Operation Legend. I know people have mentioned it on your show previously. Yep. That operation has been tremendously successful in restoring law and order to Kansas City. It resulted in over 1,000 arrests on both federal and state charges. It cleaned up the city from these organized riots almost overnight. There's still work to be done, certainly, but it's vastly improved. For areas that accept the help from this president and from this White House to their local police departments, there's success to be had. The problem is that a lot of times they aren't willing to accept it, and it's unfortunate. It has disastrous consequences, but we're still going to keep offering and still going to be there when we're able to work with local officials on the ground.
So as you join us, again, it's Ben Williamson. Ben, I'm going to give all the titles. Deputy Assistant to the President, Senior Communications Advisor, and Senior Advisor to the Chief of Staff. I like the fact, by the way, that President Trump has said to talented folks like you, you can wear more than one hat. You got a lot of work to do. but the president has said he's going to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Now, I was moved by the fact that he was going, and I got to be honest, again, I didn't expect the nasty, ugly response from the mayor the governor of Wisconsin. Again, what's the thinking for the president and his team?
Well, as far as the governor goes, I mean, this isn't the first time that we've received a poor response from him. Actually, while we're on the topic of Democrat politicians turning down assistance, it was actually Governor Evers that declined his own police department in Kenosha. They requested 750 National Guard at least, certainly to us, but also to the governor. He only provided 250 on the night where Kenosha sort of peaked in violence, and that's why you saw a lot of the burning in that city last week, was because they didn't have the assistance that they needed. Fortunately, since we've been able to send more, but originally we were not well received. But as far as the president goes, he wants to send a message of support for both police on the ground and support for the community in the area. He's going to be meeting with the local sheriff's department, meeting with police officers there, thanking them for their work, but also meeting with small businesses in the areas, family in the areas that have been hurt or innocently impacted by the violence and rioting that's gone on in the area. So he's going to be expressing support for that community, letting them know he has their back. And the Americans are going to hear that message loud and clear from him when he's in Kenosha tomorrow.
Hey, how invigorated were you and the other members of your team after the RNC convention?
Oh, my goodness, Jeff. I mean, what a week. What a week. It was tremendous to watch. What a tremendous job that so many of our speakers did highlighting the great American story. I tell you what I love the most was the fact that our people had regular Americans from all across the country, different areas, Wisconsin, Florida, yeah. California, New York, Maine, you name it, states from all over the place, talking about how this president's policies have helped them. Because at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about, right? If you're not here to serve people in the country, what are you even doing here? So it was a joy to see, really invigorating, and really reminds you of the blessing it is to serve in a capacity like this.
What about the campaign? Now, I know you're on the government side of things, and I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I'm looking at the efforts across America, and it seems to me the president has made very clear that this election really is about law and order in the short term and just the survival of the United States of America in the long term.
You're exactly right, Jeff. That's going to be a major theme that you're going to see over the next 2 to 3 months. I think beyond law and order and making sure that we back our police, back our law enforcement, this president is myopically focused on jobs, jobs, jobs. He wants to make sure that people that got hurt by nothing of their own doing through the China virus arriving in our country, he wants to make sure that every one of those people has a job by the time he's finished with the White House. And that's our mission. That's our focus every day. And it's something that you'll also hear a lot about over the next 2 or 3 months is how we're going to be aggressive in getting people back to work and making sure that their paychecks are going up, that their investments are doing well, and that most importantly, that they're able to go to work to a good paying job every single day. So law and order, keeping our norms intact, backing our law enforcement, and also getting people back to work, because success breeds success and success breeds unity. That's what we're hoping for.
I'll tell you, it's a beautiful message, Ben, and I think that this president has delivered. I've mentioned this to you before. When he first ran, I wasn't sure. Back and forth, and I am so happy to say that the concerns I had were all addressed very quickly, and I am just so impressed with his dedication, his love for this country, his concern for just regular folks like me, my kids out here in the real world. And I would hope that the next time you see him, you would pass along to him that there are lots of us out here who are forever grateful, and we continue to pray for his success.
Well, I will pass it along. You know, we talk about promises made, promises kept here for a reason. It's because the president doesn't let us forget it. He wants to keep the promises he made, and that's what we work for every day here.
Well, I appreciate it. That is Ben Williamson joining us from the White House, one of President Trump's advisors. And gang, that's what this is. In the short term, we need to be able to regain a sense of law and order in this country. You can pretend that these riots are all somewhere else. And at the moment, sure, they seem to be based in Portland, Seattle, New York. For us in this area, it's primarily the city of Richmond. But are they going to stay there? Are you think you're going to be safe where you are? I am concerned, legitimately concerned. Very, very concerned. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.